commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Wisconsin has done a good job cracking down on daycare fraud, but sometimes these investigations go too far and become counterproductive. That's what's happening here. Over the last 5 years, the state has caught 40 child care centers with phantom kids. These are daycares that claim they are watching kids that they aren't, and they are billing the state's welfare program for it. One Milwaukee daycare claimed that it was watching 86 kids and was open for second shift workers. A state investigation showed on many days that daycare had less than a dozen children and closed at 5:30. The owner was ripping the state off to more than $500,000 a year in illegal payments. She will be in court next month and will be going to jail. This crackdown is a success story. The number of kids in state-subsidized daycare has held steady over the last 5 years, but state spending is down 30%. That's because there's been so much fraud, it's now being rooted out of the system. Fantastic. But now the state is turning its attention towards individual parents, and this is largely a mean-spirited waste of time. State policy is that when welfare parents aren't working at their part-time or below-poverty-level jobs, they should be caring for their own kids. That is part right and part wrong. Most daycare centers bill by the week. You pay Monday through Friday, even if you don't use the child care service all 5 days. But now the state is auditing the work records of some welfare parents. If mom was off on Thursday, but the child was at daycare that day, the state says that she should pay. So if a parent uses a day off for a medical appointment or to go to school or to take care of other family business, that parent would still be forced to cover about 20% of that week's child care bill. That strikes me as silly. Wealthier parents who are paying for their own daycare do this all the time. They might leave one kid in child care while they take another to the doctor. After all, the thinking goes the daycare is already paid for. But the state doesn't want welfare families to have that same latitude. And generally, I agree that parents should watch their own kids whenever possible. But the state isn't cracking down on outright fraud here. What they are doing is trumping parental judgment about whether or not kids should be in daycare for specific days. These payroll and time card audits are expensive. The state is trying to recoup very small amounts of money from very poor people. This is not a good use of auditors' time. It's simply not cost-effective. This part of the crackdown should be stopped.